second for me today. Friday of Hard Rock Hill. Iconic Eye.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. Hello. And we've got Greg and Michael, who I've known for a few minutes. Robin, Jane, and John.
Yes.
So it's great, not drinking. I remember everybody. Lovely to see you again. Looking forward to seeing the set today. Anybody who actually pays any attention to the site before, you'll remember that the first album I thought was great.
Yeah, yeah.
I try to support them as much as I can. A few new faces.
Yeah.
For various reasons.
Yeah.
And you're looking forward to it.
I am. Cannot wait. Very much looking forward to the acoustic set beforehand.
Yeah.
And then, yep, the main set. We are absolutely chomping at the bit now to get going with it.
Good, good. The new album's really good.
Good.
Happy with it, folks?
I'm thrilled.
I'm very happy with it.
Yeah.
Really happy.
It's something we've, you know, as a band, we've put a lot into it, you know, and we now we're able to take that out on the road as well and give those songs air,
yeah,
if you like. You know, the response has been fantastic. We enjoyed, obviously, recording and past writing it, etc., but just getting it out there and getting people to listen, and the response we've had and the support we've had from people like you,
yeah,
Dave,
you
know, has been fantastic, and it's been great.
The exciting bit for me was when I heard the first bit. Greg very kindly sent me some of the first recordings when Jane joined.
Yeah.
And it was the bit that there was something about your vocals that took the band up a level. And I said that to you,
did,
a couple
of
years ago. It was just something about it. I'm really good at this arse kissing, aren't I? This is great.
Feeling the look.
Feel, enjoy it.
Got there, yeah.
Yeah. Brown envelopes. Someone said, I'll pay you £20 if you come and take pictures of me tomorrow. Oh, it's all right, Pete. £20 will do it, that's fine. Do you think the songs and the way you put the songs out have changed with the lineup changes?
Yeah, so we tried to do a couple of things with the second album. So when we were playing with the first album, we got a good reaction from the audience, but they weren't moving so much.
Right.
So we thought, still need to be catchy songs, but they need to be a bit faster and a bit heavier to try and get the crowd to actually engage more and bounce a bit.
Mm.
So we did that. And then we had to work on the melodies, because obviously Jane's a female and got a totally different vocal range to having a male singer.
Yeah.
So we had to do a bit of rearranging there as well.
Yeah.
All seems to have come
basically.
Well.
Yeah.
To what I when I was listening to them originally, that's what I heard, so I actually got a chance to sing what I was hearing anyway.
Yeah.
What I felt that, you know, anyway, it worked out okay. It went well.
You know what we did after the album launch party?
Well,
we went on tour.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know where we went first?
Where did you go first?
Here.
Here?
Yeah.
There we go.
And you know what? We're playing here twice.
You are, aren't you?
Yeah.
Thank you. You say you've got the hang of this.
Yeah.
It's my job to take the piss, but carry on.
And you know where we're going after here?
Where are you going after here?
Somewhere else.
No, somewhere else. Papa
John's.
Oh, we're going to...
Yeah, Papa John's for pizza.
We're sporting Jack Dalton on Tuesday.
Oh, right.
So it's worked out really weird that he's actually on main stage while we're on stage too, same time.
Right.
So we're missing.
Yeah.
But we'll catch him on Tuesday.
Okay.
And then we're flying out to Sweden.
Ah, yes.
With Magnum.
With
Magnum. So we're doing 3 days in Sweden and 1 day in Norway.
Wow.
So,
yep.
And it's 4 days on the bounce playing to nice big crowds, which is fantastic. It's
jammed in a tour bus together.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jane can't wait.
I'm going to eat lots of sprouts.
Really?
He's horrible in general.
Yeah. That sounds a little grim.
We'll leave him up with the driver.
What they're going to do is they're going to pay him back by making him sit next to me on the plane.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Not
Jane,
with flying.
Calm down. Smell this. What's that? Chloroform.
We have a Mr. T complex when it comes to flying.
Yeah. No plane stuff.
Jane, stop biting my nails.
That's it. But no, I mean, as a band, taking these songs out on the road and gelling, you know, we've really been chomping at the bit, as Jane said earlier, about getting them out there and people seeing us and being able to really develop ourselves as a band in total at the end of the day. You know, we're all... You know, we've been doing this a long time as individuals and individuals in different bands and things, but Greg's managed to put together, we hope, something that's going to be long-lasting, and we're all in it for the long haul. We love being in Iconic Eye and being able to be on stage together, you know, communicating those songs between us and then out to the audience is fantastic.
I think I've said to pretty anybody that will listen, it's all about, for me, watching people on stage and they're enjoying it, that what gets it for me, that matters.
Yeah.
And if I'm getting
paint by numbers or
not bothered.
Some bands are definitely studio album bands, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you see them on stage, you just go, that should be amazing, and you're watching, go,
where's the energy?
Okay, yeah. And again, there's other bands, and I go, I didn't get it. And I see them like, that's what it's about.
Yeah, that is definitely.
What I always try and aim for is, I like when bands are brilliant live. Yeah. For me, I was born and raised with Bon Jovi and Thunder. Mm-hmm. Now Thunder live can't be touched, in my opinion. Every Thunder show I've been to has been hands down one of the. They just keep getting better and better. Bon Jovi, I feel, has probably slipped a bit. I don't think John's going to listen. If so, he's not going to enjoy it and want me in the
That's
band.
That's
the
Bon
anyway.
Jovi support knackered. Yeah.
They won't want us again. Yeah. Well,
but no, I mean, for Iconic Eye, we are, you know, very much. We perform in rehearsal. We perform on stage. We perform in the studio. That's what we do. And you know, as five musicians in the band, we're very keen on the people that come and see us get value for money out of the show that we do. You know, I get accused of having a smile on my face all the time. The reason I've got one is because I'm really enjoying it. And I know you've known me a long time, Dave, and we've played in bands together. Yeah. And you know, and I said this earlier to somebody else. If you can't get on that stage and perform and be happy and give something to the audience, get off, because there's people that want to do that, and as a band we're really pushing those boundaries to get people to be entertained. But on the other side, and the flip side, as we had the other day at the album launch, people singing our songs back to us, we couldn't ask for something better.
And they're new songs as well, so they haven't had long to learn them and stuff.
Yeah, they were singing on Black Heart, that was good.
Yeah. So, how did the Magnum thing come about?
Well, we use the same studio as them.
Right.
So we've known them a long time. Right. And Mark Stewart, who's their tour manager, is also our sound guy.
Right.
So it was just seemed like, and they were in the studio as we were recording and stuff, and I think Tony Clarkin liked it as well. So we said, how about it? And they went, well, yeah, why not?
That's cool.
So, the brown envelopes helped as well.
Yeah.
They did work. They usually work.
But they didn't have to pay us that much, though, did they?
No, they're quite reasonable.
In terms of sort of the touring abroad, are you kind of ready for the pressures of Robin eating sprouts?
That's going to be difficult.
Toenails on the plane.
Yeah.
It's something that, you know, we've all been in this game a long time. We've done various bits of touring and bits of, well, I mean, Robin hasn't, obviously, because he's
about 12.
Yes. Yeah. He's got all that in front of him. But it's what as a band you dream of doing.
Yeah.
You know, we've all done bits of touring and things before, but to do it with these five people here now is just a whole different feeling. And I've been in lots of bands. John has, Greg has, Jane, you know. We've all been in bands where you have a certain level of cohesiveness, but with this band it's like everything's yes, we're all invested, we're all going for it.
Ask us again when we get back. When we all come back on different flights.
Well, not yeah. Give it a couple of weeks. Oh, right.
Different limos.
That's it. Limos.
Nice. I like his ambition.
Yeah.
With just brown M&Ms in
there. Yeah, we wanted to play Germany next year.
Right.
So I think the idea is to see what it's like, see if we can do it. If we find we can do this, then we'll go off and do Germany next year.
So that was a good question for someone that's a band that's just done their album launch. When have you got something new coming out? It's time, you've got to do what everybody else does. So.
Yeah, well, the idea is we're in performance mode now.
Yeah.
We'll play through the tour through the year, and then lights are gone, batteries are gone.
Time to wrap up.
And then hopefully we'll have sold enough albums then to have enough money in the bank to go and do another album.
Yeah.
See, it's one of those cyclic things, isn't it? It
must be hard for bands at most levels now. I don't say all, but most. That it's all about what you can invest yourselves.
Yeah, it is.
Even the ones with major label deals. Yeah. It's like,
there isn't the backing there anymore that there used to be. You know, you don't get invested in. You do have to put your own heart, soul, and money at the end of the day into these things. We all know that the record labels are a dying art and focused on the, you know, the major artists, and you know, it is difficult in this day and age. But you know, we believe in the band. We believe in investing in what we do, and hopefully, the people out there that are buying the albums, and we appreciate every single sale that will come back and be reinvested. We reinvest everything to be able to get us to the position of this time next year releasing another one, potentially, yeah. You know, whenever the cycle ends.
But we're still in that cycle where lots of people are starting to hear the name but actually haven't accessed the music.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'd urge them to go on YouTube, type Iconic Eye, Am I the One, which is the lead single off this album, and to actually watch the video and see what we look like and listen to what we sound like, and then hopefully to think, oh yeah, I want a bit more of that, and then perhaps go on our like page on Facebook, Iconic Eye Music, and find out when we're playing, and hopefully we'll be playing by then, even in South Shields.
Even in South Shields. Yeah. I always think South Shields, why don't we come and play Newbiggin and then go, oh yeah, that's fine.
Well, we've already had an invite to somebody's back garden.
Oh yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
In Ireland.
As long as there's a barbecue and things,
you know. No, it'd be good. Things like that are great. I would say, well, the rock and roll bed and breakfast is open for anybody that can be bothered.
We'll bring our acoustic guitars and we're away.
Oh, no, you don't need them. We've got plenty of stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's got worse. Guitar acquisition syndrome. It's,
Yeah, I've got that as well.
Flipped many by the sounds of it.
Oh, no, the last one was a Jackson.
Oh.
That I bought on eBay here.
Really?
So you can imagine what the signal was like, and I went, 60 quid or best offer 40.
Go on then.
Go on then, he says. All right.
Nice.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, there's a crack in the body, he says. Oh, well. And go and picked it up. There was a crack in the paint.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
I think my best one was, I think, Steel of the Century. I got a Gibson Les Paul Custom. I've checked it and everything. It's completely fine. 2004. You see, it's like a Black Widow or something. Yeah. It's actual Nashville and everything. 250 quid.
That's good.
The original owner cheated on his missus and she wanted to get back at him. So I'll just see it pop up on Facebook.
I'm not allowed to do
You're not
that.
Recording now, Gibson. Are you? So he really hasn't got that guitar.
I'm not allowed to have good guitar growing things. My wife won't let me bring loads in. And to be honest, I'm given great support by the Bass Centre in London, so I'll just get that plug in there.
But good.
It's they support me really well, so I can't really deviate.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lovely people. Enjoy your acoustic set soon.
Thanks, David.
And I will probably not catch that. I'll be on the other one when you're on. Jumping around. And
that's fair enough.
Yeah. Well, jumping between stages.
Matching Jane's vocals.
Might try. It can be done.